the kids or the elderly. You're out there putting your life on the line to work during this pandemic and worried every week that you get sick, lose your job, or worse. $2,000 is going to go a long way to ease that pain.
There you have it, the president-elect. He wants to double down on the $600, and he is going to go beyond that. And he is proposing a $1.9 trillion package that includes another $1,400 in stimulus checks that will be going out. And my guess is because they're eventually, as of noon Wednesday, they're going to control the House and the Senate, that they will most probably be able to get that through fairly easily. It's going to be interesting to see. Are they going to means test it? Is it going to mean that people, because previously it's been people 75 years and, or I'm sorry, excuse me, making $75,000and under would be eligible for checks. We'll see. We'll see if this plays out. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Coming up a little bit later on, Heidi Harris will join us, and we'll find out what she thinks about another $1,400. Would that not be? Yeah. If they're going to be mailing out checks, mail a check out to me. I'm fine. On AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. It was okay a little while ago, but heavy volumes right now on the Southern Beltway, both directions. 215 west at Green Valley, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde as people are getting out of work. Look for some delays there on the 215. That is at Tenaya. Some congestion on US 95 westbound at Decatur. 95 eastbound at Valley View, too. You'll tap the brakes as you work through there. You're still slow on Interstate 15 in the resort area, northbound especially. There at Sahara, you're averaging about 45 miles per hour. Also slow 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. And construction on Jones, that's between Smoke Ranch and Upland.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Three future UNLV football games have been announced, starting with a two-game series against Texas San Antonio. UTSA will come to Vegas in 2027, but next year UNLV will travel to San Antonio for a game that's going to be played at the Alamo Dome in October. UNLV has also announced that they're going to open up the 2022 season by hosting Idaho State September 3rd at Allegiant Stadium. UNLV basketball, they are getting set for a two-game Mountain West series against New Mexico. Those games are going to be coming up on Saturday and Monday, respectively. The UNLV women also will play New Mexico coming up Friday and Sunday. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I want you to hear Chad Wolf. He's been on the show before, and he's a good guy. He is the former acting Department of Health, Homeland Security, and DHS, and he's a former secretary, the acting secretary there. But he left the administration last week, which I thought, wow. Let's go to cut one, and this is Chad Wolf putting last week's Capitol riot kind of in perspective. This was Chad Wolf earlier today.
Well, I think as we look back at the events of last week, I think certainly the president's words matter, and I think I've said that publicly on several occasions now. But obviously the individuals that stormed the Capitol, the rioters, the criminals that did that, obviously have a lot of blame for their actions themselves. And so I think that's important to keep in mind. And I would just pivot a little bit to the events that we saw over the summer, actions in Portland and Oakland and areas like that, where the activities of very violent individuals trying to burn down a courthouse and others, it's very similar to what we saw here in the Capitol, trying to disrupt the workings of the federal government. And at that time, there was very few outrage, very few outspoken individuals about the attack on those federal facilities and law enforcement. So I need to make, we need to make sure that across the board that individuals are showing the same type of outrage as we saw during the summer where law enforcement was under siege as we see today. So I think it's important to keep that in perspective. But as I've said, the president's words do matter. His supporters listen to him and others listen to him. I expressed my disappointment of him not coming out sooner to condemn that violence. He has done so several occasions since then, and I encourage him to continue to do more of that. But at the end of the day, I think personal responsibility is a big issue here, and the individuals that, again, attack the Capitol have a tremendous amount of personal responsibility, and as we see in the news every day, are being held accountable.
That's Chad Wolf, the former acting DHS secretary. I want to dip in again with the incoming president, the president-elect Joe Biden, who is speaking, even as we speak, in Wilmington, Delaware, about his program, his new stimulus package that's going to be part of a COVID-19 package that's going to be $1.9 trillion. Here's the former vice president.
Across our country and around the world, that's how we compete. And imagine millions of jobs in the caregiving economy to ease the financial burden of caring for young children and aged loved ones. Let's make sure our caregivers, mostly women, women of color, immigrants, have the same pay and dignity that they deserve. So we can do these bold, practical things now. Now. You know, I know what I just described has not come cheaply. The failure to do so will cost us dearly. The consensus among leading economists is we simply cannot afford not to do what I'm proposing. Independent, respected institutions from around the world, from the Federal Reserve to the International Monetary Fund, have underscored the urgency. Even Wall Street firms have reinforced the logic. If we invest now boldly, smartly, and with unwavering focus on American workers and families, we will strengthen our economy, reduce inequity, and put our nation's long-term finances on the most sustainable course. And where we're making permanent investments, recurring investments. As I said in the campaign trail, we will pay for that by making sure that everyone pays their fair share. Not punishing anybody. We can do it without punishing a single person by closing tax loopholes for companies that ship jobs overseas, or to allow American companies, 90 of them, the top Fortune 500, to pay zero in federal income taxes, asking everyone to pay their fair share at the top so we can make permanent investments to rescue and rebuild America. It's the right thing for our economy. It's the fair thing. It's the decent thing to do.
There you have the soon-to-be president, the president-elect. The giveaways have begun. He's calling for a national $15 an hour minimum wage. That is going to cost maybe millions of jobs around the country. Small business people that simply will not be able to afford going to $15 an hour. But this guy doesn't. I don't think he cares. And this is again, the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democrat Party coming together to reach into your pockets for more of your hard-earned money. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm almost afraid to ever dip into something that involves the president-elect, even before he becomes president. Now, he just came out with this, said that the U.S. vaccine rollout has been a dismal failure. The reason it's been a dismal failure is because the federal government gave the power to the states. That's why. And people like Steve Sisolak are just incompetent. That's why this stuff is happening. We'll get to your calls on the other side. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. By the way, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little more love. We might even move you up in line. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and
there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367, Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just days away from a new president. He's already spending your money. If you're a small businessman, he has unveiled a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. But as a part of this, he's also advocating, believe it or not, for a $15 minimum wage. $15 an hour minimum wage that would impact every small business in America, including those with a profit margin of 2 or 3%. I'm talking about restaurants. This could get real interesting. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. In fact, let's go to Will. He's a first-time caller. Will, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, nice to hear your voice again. I thought you went off the air or something, but I guess you changed stations.
Changed stations, June 8th.
Well, there you go. Well, I'd like to talk about, well, first of all, I think we're going to see the most chaotic, unpredictable time in the history of America if these people truly get in. We're going someplace that you better hold on. You better hold on for your life. But now, setting that aside, I'd like to talk to you about the mask, Kevin.
Yes.
Real quick, you know, 80 to 90% of all the masks you see out there now, the micron size of the particle of the China flu can pass through those. The equivalency of those masks is something akin to taking a handful of sand and throwing it into a chain link fence and thinking it's going to stop it. The only real mask that has the ability to stop the particle size is called the N95.
Yeah, that they have in hospitals.
You agree with all that? I'm going to ask you a question. If you think that's fair, okay?
Well, first of all, the N95s, those are the ones you have in hospitals. Those people know how to wear a mask. Most people, when you go into a casino, when you go into Albertsons, and you see people wearing a mask, nobody's wearing the mask right, and that's why. To me, this is. And again, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, but I have a feeling that when the smoke all clears, we're going to find that the masks didn't help as much as we thought they would, mainly because most people don't know how to wear them correctly, or they buy ones that aren't...
I don't agree about the wearing thing. I think that's an argument at the moment. But coming back now, you're ready. Well, you agree with what I said, right? These masks that we're putting on today are something akin to peeing into the wind when you were a child. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But the end might... Here's my question to you to see if you can answer. If these people are really concerned about our health and well-being, they can send out $600, $1,400, $2,000... but they can't make N95 masks. Now, there should be an N95 mask with 8 billion people. There should be, you should be swinging down to pick up your free mask every damn day if these people really, really, really were real about this. Now, tell me I'm wrong, Kevin. I'm challenging you to tell me that I'm just messed up in the head here.
Nope. Hey, Will, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. But I think you're probably onto something. I will tell you this, though. I have a feeling that the mask will end up, at the end of the day, that the mask will end up being, whether it's N95 or otherwise, it will end up being like what happens when you go to McCarran International Airport and you go to the TSA and you get wanded and you get frisked and you take off your belt and you take off your shoes. You do all this stuff. And the question is, does it make us safer? And I've always been convinced that it doesn't make us any safer. It doesn't. It makes us feel safer. Oh, look. Hey, Harvey, look over there. They're wanding that 80-year-old woman. Yeah. Now I know we're safe. It makes you feel safer. It doesn't necessarily make you safer. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Maybe you want to pick up on what Will was talking about the mask. I happen to believe that we may find, only because I go into these stores, you go into Walmart, you go into Albertsons, and you just don't, it may make me feel safer seeing everybody else with a mask on, including me. You can't get into these stores without a mask. You can't. But I look and I say, that guy over there is not wearing his mask, right? That mask over there and that woman, that's not on right. And again, we don't know if these masks are all made. I mean, I know bartenders that make masks. Now, are they certified by the federal government as being safe? I don't know. But to me, it's just real bizarre. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls on the other side, okay? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There was a great review, or I should say an editorial in the Review Journal. This is scary. We told you a couple of weeks ago, John Velardita said that we would be shocked by some of the first semester grades that come out of K through 12 in the Clark County School District, only the fifth largest school district in the country, and a school district that is struggling with this whole notion of distance learning, hybrid learning, all of this. But the editorial today begins this way. The percentage of students receiving an F during the first semester increased by more than one-third compared with last year. That's tangible evidence of the pitfalls of remote learning. And today's the day that the new school district Board of Trustees is dealing with this stuff. Now this is information and stats that the district released. Last school year, 28% of students received an F during first semester. That's the last school year. Now, that's not good, okay? It's nothing to brag about. This school year, remember, 28% last school year. This year, 38% received Fs. The percentage of elementary students learning a failing grade went from 32% to 41%. Distance learning, and by the way, here's what's interesting. The percentage of A grades stayed the same year to year. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. The amount of students who got A's stayed the same. So what that tells you is the kids that needed the most help, not the smart kids, the dumb kids, the kids that don't work at it, the kids whose parents don't care, they're the ones that are being hurt most by this distance learning, what I call the oxymoron, I guess you could say. Because the distance learning, they're not learning. They're falling further behind. But I found that interesting. A grades assigned remained the same, 31% both years. So the smart kids, the kids getting good grades, they're fine. You put them in any environment and they'll do great. But it's the kids that need the most help. Those are the ones that are suffering the most. And that's why this whole nonsense about distance learning it's not working. And now the school district, CCSD, is talking about rolling back some of the proposals. I'm just telling you, it's not working. We'll have more on this coming up in our next hour. Heidi Harris will join us. You hear her every morning, 9 a.m. till noon. Oh, and boy, she gets to sleep in an extra 3 hours. That's so cool. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.